Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Thank you for your word. Continue to bless us with your word. Continue to teach us with your word. And may we eat of your word and digest it and appropriate it. Lord, bless us on today as the hour is drawing nigh. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Help us to be ready. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us go back to the book of John. We left off on verse number 12 of John chapter 14, and we're going to reread that and we'll continue with the next verses. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Now, we talked about that yesterday, that we have been given the ministry of reconciliation, the saints, the believers now, to reconcile other people back to God. It is everyone's job to reconcile unbelievers back to God. It's not just the pastor, it's not just the ministry leaders, it's everyone, because people that you can affect, the pastor may never reach them. Your neighbor, your coworker, somebody on your son's softball team, somebody on your daughter's skating team's parent, or you go on a field trip with parents, you might get an opportunity to discuss God with them. And we are given that opportunity and that responsibility to share our faith. It is imperative, particularly in these last days, our last days. I'm 47 years old. I have no idea when I'm going to leave this earth. But before I leave here, I need to be trying to reconcile people back to God, to take as many people back to God and to the kingdom, so we can all leave here going to a peaceful place and not going to eternal damnation. Because there is a hell and there is a heaven. I know we don't talk about it a lot. We don't talk about hell a lot. You don't hear about it so much. You know, everybody's kind of just doing their own thing. There's a lot of people that don't believe that. They believe in other religions where everything is at peace and there is no such thing as hell. There is a devil and there is a hell. And the Bible teaches that hell hath enlarged herself. She's making room for unbelievers. And so we want to do everything we can to love people. And sometimes we can't quote scriptures to people. They don't want to hear anything about the Bible. We can love them and we can show them the love of Christ and we can tell them where that love comes from. I don't love in my own strength. Left up to me, I wouldn't love. Because we are selfish beings in the flesh. We just want it our own way. We just want to do our own thing. And we only want to do what's comfortable to us. It's not comfortable always to me to talk to people about God, or sometime to do the podcast, or sometime to get up and speak in front of people. Sometimes I'm nervous. I don't think they'll receive me. I don't know exactly what to say. But you know what? You got to put yourself out there and you got to do it. Why? Because you love souls more than you love your own lack of feeling secure within yourself, and you are more focused on souls than you are your insecurities. And we have to be that way. We have to be more focused on souls, because people are dying every day, and we have to be able to say, there's another life. You can have another life believing in Christ. You can have another life where you are not so self-absorbed and relying on yourself, which we constantly let ourselves down because we can't hold it up. We are incapable. We are not God. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I'm going to show you a scripture in just a second that we can do all these things through Christ that strengthens us. We can't do anything in our own strength, but we got to let people know about Jesus. We don't know when people are leaving this earth. We got to let people know. So let's continue. Verse 13 of John chapter 14. "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So Jesus repeats himself. But in the Bible, there's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Jesus is saying, you ask anything in my name. There's something to that. We can't just ask for things that we're going to consume on our flesh or things that are going to destroy us. Let's not even go there with that. We have a lot of people that just say, I'm just going to ask for this. We're asking for all kind of frivolous things. We're asking for all kind of material things and then wondering why God won't bless that. He's talking about spiritual things that is going to benefit the body of Christ and that's going to help mankind to be reconciled back to God and to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord and that we are not destroying ourselves. That's what he's talking about. So let us go over, actually, let us look at John chapter 15, verse 5 and 7. Right over across the page, it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. This is Jesus speaking. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. We can't do anything without Jesus. Even the unsaved people have their limbs, they're breathing air, they're walking about, going to jobs, getting promotions, doing all kinds of things by the grace of God. They don't think it's the grace of God. They think it's their college degree that they went for. It's because they're working hard. But you know what? If we couldn't get up in the morning, we couldn't go to a job. There are people just dropping off the face of this earth. And I talked about maybe about a month and a half ago that my OBGYN abruptly died. He was in his 50s. I saw the man a couple of months later. He died of pancreatic cancer. I was flabbergasted. I was floored. And do you know, a week later when I made that announcement on the podcast, I was in the hospital. You just don't know. So we can't do anything without the Lord. And that's where we got to let the pride go. I'm this, I'm that. It's because of me. No. We can't do anything without the Lord. Let me skip down to verse 7 of John chapter 15. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you or for you. That scripture goes along with John chapter 14. Verse 13 and 14. Let me reread it. Verse 7 of John chapter 15. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done for you. We have to abide in Christ and he abides in us. We have to have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. And his word has got to be in us. His word, the word of God has to be in us in order for us to do the will of God. And by that will, we're asking for the things that line up with his will. We're not asking for just any old thing. We're asking for something that lines up with the purposes of God. Not just asking for random stuff. So it has to go along with his will. With his will. We want to be in the will of God. In the line of God. Walking down the path that God has for us. Because he has given us that spirit to desire the things of God. We have to go after that. That's what we need to do. We need to go after, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. Please join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.